Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here down in Point Loma, San Diego Landings, right next to Fisherman's Landing, watching them on Royal Star unload, the Royal Polaris unload, the Independence unload. It's a busy morning here at the landings, right? And lots of big tails sticking out of the Fisherman's processing bins.
I love this time of year so much. You know, when you're down here in the mornings, you're hearing the carts, you know, clanking down the dock and all the big fish coming up to the slab. Getting sorted out, and in the evenings, as we've talked about a bunch of times, the big three, the big landings down here, it's just an electric feeling. Yep. Everybody's excited. They're going fishing. The fish have been biting steady for several weeks now. Yep. Like, it's so much fun working at the shop when you talk to a guy, because you know and he knows he's about to go out there and just get him, man. It's a really, really fun time right now, and it's all good. And speaking of fun times, man, we're having a fun time here this morning with the cast, man. If you want to join us for the second hour of Let's Talk Hookup, we want to hear from you. We're having a great time taking your phone calls, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only are we having fun with Cass talking fishing all over the world, we're also giving away a great prize. Pete mentioned earlier a one-year subscription to fishdope.com. That's a $170 value for one lucky caller. Again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Cass, 833-288-0973. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Our fishdope.com report today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, with products for serious sports fishermen. The Sato Crimp system is the best way to make your own spectrum fluorocarbon or mono top shots. It's easy, cost-effective, time, and big fish proven. Some commercially made top shots can cost as much as $40 or more. Get the Sato Crimps and supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Longfin. Let's start it off with our great buddy, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky, Pete, Cass.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, our summer season rolling along in fine style here. Lots of options in so many different areas. So we're going to start locally here in my backyard, the Horseshoe Kelp, Huntington Flat Zone. It's been pretty darn good fishing this year. It's really nice to see that kind of waking up. Plenty of barracuda around throughout the area, bird schools and stuff mounted up on some of the structure spots there. It's a lot of good fish there. And also a good sign is there's some really nice sand bass starting to show up out there in the mud. We haven't seen much of that at all. So that's fun stuff. And if you guys trophy hunting here locally, there's been a sample of bigger sea bass mixed in with the barracuda schools and some whopper halibut biting mackerels on the bottom there. There's been several fish up to almost 50 pounds here this week. That's good news. At Catalina, still lots of good great yellowtail around over there, scattered all over, really, front side and backside. There's still some squid to be made in the backside middle. And yellowtail fishing on both sides of the closure has been steady, and there's been some tankers caught off the famous Farnsworth Bank there also. So Catalina's still looking pretty good there. San Clemente, Clemente's just steady, guys. Yellows and a sprinkle of sea bass. Best shot there is up west from, like, the 9 down toward the dunes and maybe a little farther down toward Eel there. You know, most of it's been on the back and up west here this week. And on the outside, the weather's been good for checking out Nick, but it's been mostly cods and bottom fish. Looks like the exotics have kind of moved on here for a bit. And offshore, oh, my God, unbelievable tuna fishing continues. This is a huge area of fish stretching from below the 302 to the 371 and kind of out toward the Knoll and then bending up to below Clemente and towards the outside even to the 381 and the Condom. I mean, there's been a sprinkle of that school-sized fish, and then some of them tankers mixed in for sure. A beautiful mix of yellowfin and bluefin both, and biting all the stuff as we'd expect there. Cold snipers and poppers for the fish up top. Sinker rig sardines done a heck of a job this year. Skip flyers for them tankers, man. It's all working. And to round up this week's report, near and dear to my heart, even a sprinkle marlin starting to show up. So
really?
It's game on.
Wow. Hear that, Mark. I like to hear
wow,
it.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
What a spread.
Yeah,
of
nothing
tuna.
Caught yet, but there's a few around. Been some seen on 277 and then above the mackerel bank, there's a couple seen in there also. So yeah, it's good.
I'll tell you, Mark, in the southern zone down here, there have been a handful of them caught. Mostly guys, incidental, not fishing for them. You know, a lot of tuna fishing, but I'm not going to say huge numbers or anything. But a lot of local guys that have been fishing kelps and that smaller tuna. I'll bet a half a dozen fish caught in the San Diego way probably in the last week or so. So I think that fish is just steadily going to be moving up into your zone.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. The water is warm.
Yeah.
And it's only mid-July. And we have August and September. Oh, boy, watch out.
And clearly good presence of bait, you know, when you see foamer after foamer after foamer. I mean, those things, they're foaming for a reason. So just the setup looks so great. And I can't get over the spread of fish, you know, from the day and a half guys fishing down 60, 70, 80, 100 miles, all the way up the line, all the local banks have got fish, and there's good yellows on kelps. It's just a great time to go fishing.
Yeah, indeed.
There's so much around, man.
That's why you need Danny and Jeff and the boys at fishdope.com, right, Mark?
Oh, you got that. Those guys do an amazing job of staying on top of the stuff at this time of year. There's so much information flooding in at this time of year. They got to sift through it all and put that report together. They do a fantastic job.
Yeah, for sure. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code to an absolute must, and that is fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is pacificedgetackle.com. And there's a lot going on, guys. Nice weather, biting fish. I think you should go.
Yeah.
I think that.
You know, I'm going to ask you a bait tank question. I'm finally decided I'm going to put a bait tank on my 18 Parker. Do you make one that fits under the seat?
You bet we do.
Okay, just designed just for that type of boat.
We've done a zillion tanks on 18 Parkers and similar things. So yeah, we've got our little stock, kind of rectangular 43S that we probably cut down a couple inches to fit it in there. And I've got a couple of flatback tanks that we've used, in leaning post situations also. So yeah, not a problem, Pete. We'll figure it out for you, buddy.
That's the first one that came into my mind. I have a bud who has an 18 Parker, an older one, still in perfect running shape as Parkers always are, and that's exactly what you did, Mark. You took, I thought it was a 45, it didn't matter, but you cut it down like 4 inches so that it slid perfectly under the seat that he had. It is the most trick tank that you can have. It's such a little just, you know,
it doesn't take up any room.
No, it takes up no room. And instead of having a factory live well like so many boats of that size have that doesn't hold bait where the darn, it's a Pacific Edge tank. You put a scoop of sardine in it. It lives absolutely
no
all day long, pounding around. It's just you make the right tanks. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. No, the best in the world, Pacific Edge. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next week. Maybe talk to you this week about bait tanks.
There you go.
All right.
See you, Mark.
Very good, Mark. Thanks. Good report for sure.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for our buddy Marcos to get rolling on, let's jump back into the phone.
Well, I'll tell you what. While we're waiting for Marcos, I'll tell you about the CCA calendar drawing this week. How's that? Bill Varney, of course, that Bill Varney calendar. We have the winning number this week is... Wait a minute, my glasses. What is that number? The type is so small, my glasses don't pick it
The winning number is 1566. So go to the back of your calendar. You'll see in the little red strip there, the CCA winning number 1566.
Yeah.
And that'll give
you a pair of Costa sunglasses.
Ooh, sweet prize.
Nice. See what happens, Cass? Can't even read the numbers on here. I don't know.
That's age, man.
Cass will do it for you.
Yeah, for sure. So congratulations to that. You just go to ccacalifornia.org and send them an email and claim your prize. Also want to remind you, too, this is a big event. The used tackle sale from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea is on. Sunday, August 9th at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Sale starts at 1 o'clock. I mean, there is an array of used tackle that's unbelievable.
Yep.
Yeah.
And still coming in. I mean, we talk about it. We've been talking about this for several weeks now. This will be the most Well, I should say it's a mix. I mean, what we're always highlighting is all the high-end gear that gets brought in. I mean, I've seen Trinidads and Tiagras and Internationals and all kinds of high-end stuff. In addition to that, let's not forget the huge amount of really good middle-end, very inexpensive but very good fishing tackle. Like if go ahead.
Yeah, we had one of our listeners donate a bunch of high-end fly fishing tackle for saltwater too. Yeah. That's big stuff.
It is, and you know, I mean, we all love talking about the expensive, you know, gold reels and silver reels. But if you need some stuff to add to your arsenal, or better yet, if you've got a bud that's wanting to get into fishing tackle, you could help outfit somebody for so little money. You know, Mike talked about it when he was on the show last week. This stuff is priced to sell. They're not trying to gain every little penny. They're trying to make a great deal for the customer and raise some good money for Captain Rollo's. It's just it's a win-win all the way around. You will score some rad deals on used tackle.
Sunday, August 9th, Dana Landing, 1 o'clock. Be there.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one.
Good one for sure.
Hey, speaking of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, we're going across the street over to Seaforth Sport Fishing and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
That was quite the segue there. You know, it got us all the way across Mission Bay to Seaforth. That was great.
It's not my first time there, Marcos.
It's like you've done this before. Well, guys, I hate to say it. We're at that part of the season where my reports are just boring because all I'm doing is telling you the same report every week. Great fishing, blah, 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 you know. Yada, yada, catching bluefin and yellowfin. Good fishing all around there. And, yeah, I'd like to tell you something new, but it is. It's really that same thing. Calico bass on the half day, and really good calico bass fishing on the half day right now. Bluefin and yellowfin on those full days. San Diego's also seeing some yellowtail in there. Bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail, bonita on the overnights, and the day and a half and longer trips. So great fishing all around there. Those boats are flying out, and it's been a good season. You know, we got a late start there. Obviously, there's some restrictions going on, but overall fishing is still great. So definitely check out the website. Seaforthlanding.com. Got that full schedule up there for those half days, those full days, those overnights, day and a half, longer trips. And we're starting to put up more schedule there as we move along the season here. And like we've talked about, definitely get your reservations in sooner than later with those limited loads on a lot of those trips. Those trips are filling up really quick. San Diego's full through the rest of the month. I don't think they have any Saturdays left in August. Might have a couple Sundays in there. So definitely make those. If you have any questions, you just want to talk to us because you like us, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, and hopefully this great fishing continues. It's starting to look like a really good season here.
This is so cool. And every single trip that leaves from Seaforth across the board, half day's great, full day's great, overnights are great, day and a half's are great. It's just been, this is it. This is the time of year that we live for, Marcos.
Absolutely. You know, and it looks like it's staying consistent, which is the best part about it. And catching, like you said, calico bass and all those trips. If you just want to take the family out, maybe some people that aren't fishermen don't want to commit to that full-day trip, the half-day fishing is great. I mean, that calico bass fishing is a lot of fun. They're going to get to pull on a lot of fish. If you want to spend a little longer time out there, catch some yellowfin or bluefin on the full day. Like I know we talk about it a lot, but this is a full-day trip and you're catching yellowfin and bluefin, which is amazing. So lots of options for you. If you don't want to go fishing, we also have whale watching too, and there's some whales out there now. So if you have some family that wants to get on the water but not necessarily go fishing, you can check that out also. Said seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us. Tackle shop's open. We'll be more than happy to help you out and get you out there fishing.
You might even see a beluga whale. Did you see that they sighted a beluga whale off of Mission Bay?
Wow.
Last week,
that was a thing.
They were trying to figure out where the heck they obviously came from the Arctic, right?
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. The answer is obvious. He heard about the great fishing. He wanted to stop by Seaforth, pick up some MC swim baits, and get out there and catch some calico.
Marcos. Hey, man, what a great report.
It's not my first time either.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. That's right. Great job. We appreciate it. Glad to hear everything's going on awesome at Seaforth, as it should be, and we will look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right. That wraps up our catch report.
You got it, man. Hey, I want to remind you, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for a live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as a standard hook. Nothing beats Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Get them now at selected tackle stores and be ready to get bit.
All right, phones are packed. Do you want to get through? Here's your chance to talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, 833-288-0973. You have a chance to win a one-year membership to fishdope.com. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Dan in El Cajon is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Well, my first question was already answered, so here's my second question. What would be the bucket list fishing trip you would take if you didn't want to break the bank, but you just had to put that on your list?
Good question.
Well, depends how big your bank is. I'd like to tell people, if you really want to experience Panama and spend a whole week down there and fishing, four full days, ponga fishing on the Pacific side of Panama, and get into some fabulous, fabulous tuna fishing, wahoo, rooster fish. Petosi Panama trip is very, very affordable for an exotic destination where you can do it probably with airfare, 7 nights lodging, all meals, 4 full days of fishing, all your ground transfers, taxes, everything for about $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
And both Ricky and I have been on that trip.
Awesome.
It's a great trip.
The Panama.
Really a great adventure.
Stay at a beautiful little boutique hotel right on the beach.
Yeah, and you're on the sand.
Yeah, right on the sand. And
catch a snook in a local river.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a big crocodile in there.
Play with crocodiles.
I told you that there was a big crocodile in there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, that would be it. And of course, the other trips are like Loreto, East Cape, La Paz. Those are
wonderful,
very reasonable trips, you know. You can get them done for, $1,000 a person,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So but if you want something that's not going to break the bank, but it's not a cheap trip, but it's not a super expensive trip or an exotic trip, Christmas Island.
Oh, you took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Is an experience everybody should have.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Christmas Island, like I said.
It's so unique.
Yeah, for $29.95 for the whole week there.
That's a week of fishing.
6 days of guided fishing, your lodging, your meals. You just got to add airfare to that.
Yeah, which is not cheap.
No, not cheap.
Like $1,000 round trip from Honolulu, right, to the island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Honolulu,
so
yeah.
All in with Christmas Island. You're probably with tips and air
about
$5,000.
Yeah. Which, like you say,
which is a high-end trip.
It's a big trip, but if you're talking bucket list trip, that's the big one. That is an amazing thing. And Christmas Island is so cool because it offers everything. If you're Ken Ross, who is my roommate, he'd be down to go fish wahoo and tuna and big offshore fish the whole time and have a blast. And you can catch them on poppers, and you can catch them trolling, and you can catch them jigging. Or if you want to fish the bottom and see the best snapper and grouper and aquarium-style fishing you've ever seen, you can drop a flat fall anywhere around that island, and you will have a fish on it in 10 seconds, and everything is the coolest-looking thing you've ever seen. And those are the outside the norm, the bonefish fishing and the flats and the GTs, which is what that place is really known for. It is spectacular.
And exploring the island and the history on the island,
yeah.
Too.
The birds and the scenery and the people.
I mean, you're standing next to frigate birds nesting and goonie birds nesting.
And that's where the British had an atomic bomb site there.
Yeah.
They had an airstrip there, and the British were doing their
testing. Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. That's why we all come back glowing, right?
Yeah.
Glowing about what a great word.
Glowing from the fish we caught.
Glowing from the fish we caught, right. Exactly. Yeah. Indeed. Hey, so hope that gives you a couple of ideas. Cass has got many more ideas. I can guarantee you that. Thanks a lot, Dan, for the phone call this morning.
All right. Well, let's jump back into them. This time we'll talk to Chris. Chris is calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to call basically and tell Cass, hey, Cass, about 14 years ago, your daughter, is it Rana?
Yeah, that's Rana's the oldest daughter.
Yep, and I know she's moved to the East Coast somewhere, but you guys set us up, me and 4 other guys up with a trip to the East Coast. We stayed down at the Playa del Sol, had a blast. And the funny thing is, on the last day, because there was only 5 of us, so 3 guys had to go on a cruiser, and the other 2 guys got to go on a ponga. And so we drew lots, and the guy who lost, he wanted to go on the ponga and fish for rooster fish. He lost. I won. And so I caught a rooster fish. It was the only fish that the ponga caught that day, and the skipper did not want to go back to the harbor without a flag flying. So he had to fly. And the rooster fish was maybe 2 pounds. It was hilarious. And the guy who lost caught a marlin. So, yeah, things work out. And another thing, just to let you know, back in the 60s, I would work summers in a place called Kwajalein Island, out in the Kwajalein Atoll in the Marshalls, and we would fish. And you could go down to the garbage dump from land and catch 30 and 35-pound fish. I can't remember what they're called. They look very much like them. Yeah, now something along that line, but just from shore, it was amazing.
Wow.
And little pieces of bread, you just wad them up on your hook and off you'd go. But I just want to let you know that I 14 years, I can still remember your person's name who helped us with our trip. And that's the kind of quality service you guys gave us. I really appreciated that.
That's cool.
Appreciate the comments. Yeah, there's still some fabulous fishing down in the South Pacific. It's like you say, not enough time.
Yeah. Now, you've been to a couple. Thanks a lot for the call, Chris. Appreciate that. Very nice first-time caller with us. I appreciate that and hope you join us again. You've been to some other destinations in the South Pacific. You were kind of checking out for everybody. Tell us about those.
Well, we got to Vanuatu, which is about a two-hour flight toward Australia from Fiji. And it was a fabulous, fabulous trip. Got my biggest GT there, about 95-pound GT.
Ooh, geez.
Got about a 95-pound dogtooth tuna there.
Oh, that's on my list, man. That's my hit list.
Yeah, then we also traveled, I think, 70 miles to some reef, and we had 20 wahoo one day.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Yeah, it was incredible, incredible wahoo fishing. But
you never set up a trip to go down there?
No, you know, because overall I looked at it and I says, you know, as far as GT fishing, Christmas Island was, even though I got my biggest one at Vanuatu, Christmas Island has got
awesome.
Just
stellar.
A fabulous GT fishery. And, you know, I think Steve Pinard, when he was on the trip, he had about an 80-pounder.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A couple other guys that have gone had, you know, close to 80-pounders there. There's big fish there.
Yeah.
Even though my biggest there is about 40, 45, but we have great wahoo fishing there.
Yeah.
We have great tuna fishing. You don't have to travel as far.
Right.
Yeah.
And the bonefish on the flats.
And it's more reasonable than going to Vanuatu. But by all means, if you want to go to a new destination, Vanuatu is a fabulous, fabulous
They have a
destination.
Sport fishing operation there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the kind of thing you can call Cass and say, hey, I want to go someplace different. Do you have a suggestion? And he goes and checks things out.
Totally.
And that's, you know, if it's right, you set up a trip, right?
Yeah, well,
that's
know, like you said, it's you don't want to send people to a place you haven't been.
Yeah.
You know,
because,
you know, it's just can't do it. You know?
You can't say I heard this is
Yeah,
good,
you're just
going to
have
luck.
You're going to have a lot of problems doing that. So, like I say, we like to go. We like to experience it and see if it's something that our clients would like. And that's kind of been our.
It's called field research.
Field research.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I've been doing for so many years.
That's right.
Send them to the good, not to the bad.
Yeah.
No, God, no.
All right. Hey, you want to get through? Here's your chance to talk to the Catsman. 833-288-0973. Have a chance to win a one-year membership to fishdope.com.
Hey, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to take a quick break, but we got a little big block of your phone calls. Lots of great info. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California. Hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. This has been so much fun. It's got me just in the mode to want to go to all these great places.
Yeah.
I want to go to Christmas again.
Oh, yeah.
And all the great Panama
trips. Are you ready?
Cast.
Travel? I mean, I'm
oh,
ready.
Oh, my God. I am. You know, yeah. And when we did our annual trip to Kingfisher Charters, it really, like, put me at ease and got me excited to go again. I mean, you mentioned at the beginning of the show, and for guys that haven't heard, you know, the airport, everybody's taking this thing very serious. And the airports, I felt safe. You know, we wore our mask. We did our thing. There was lesser people. And, I'm ready. I'm ready to get back on this. I'm ready to go to some more fun and tropical. And this is all good.
No doubt about it. Yeah, for sure. Speaking of Kingfisher Charters, we have that video that Tommy P put together. Great on our YouTube channel. Check it out if you haven't already. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on our YouTube channel. Check out the Kingfisher Charters Sitka, Alaska version for 2020. Really, really fun video. And that's on our website. If you go to letstalkhookup.com, on the top corner, you'll see all the links to our social media. We do Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And the YouTube link is a little red button. Just click on that. It'll take you right there. Also want to make a big announcement here. We have set up two fall trips like we did last year with the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, two-day trips. These are limited load trips, and the first trip is going to be September 20th. The second day trip is October the 4th. They're Sunday through Tuesday, 9 p.m. departure, returns at 7 p.m. And get this, all-inclusive meals, permits, everything, $675 per person, 25 people max. On the Liberty. Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, really good deal.
That's great.
Yeah, so thanks to Doug Kern and for setting that up. But they're on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on our trips page. So if you want to go on one of those Liberty trips, they sold out very quickly last year.
That's awesome.
For that price, $675, 25 passengers max. Check out our website, letstalkhookup.com, and go on the trips page. You'll see those trips listed. Also, you can go to fishermanslanding.com and look for those trips. Just type in Liberty Limited Load trips, and those will come up, and you can book right online. Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks is on the line. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm sitting here frothing about bucket list questions, you know. How fun to get that Alaska trip I went on with you guys was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to go to Christmas Island. Pinard's always talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here frothing, boys.
We're ready to go fishing, man. And
I got a fishing trip.
What about this local fishing too? Good stuff.
Well, I got a fishing tip. If your trip got canceled, take the money, come buy a kayak from me, and go right out the front.
Okay, that's a good idea. Wait a minute. You were telling me you're sold out. What's the story?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like the bike shop. You know, you walk in and there's one bike. We did get a load, though. We got a bunch of kayaks in this week, and I'm kind of excited about it because they're special purchases I can't really talk about, but they're brand new 2020s, and they're, you know, I've got pro anglers 14s and 12s available. I've got about 10 of them, so I'm feeling pretty good about this weekend.
That's awesome, man. Cool. Well, glad to hear it, and I know that it's been a struggle because everybody wants those boats, and there just hasn't been enough, you know, for them to go around. But I'm glad to hear that you got some inventory, and I'm sure that they're going to get snatched right up, Ron. That's great news.
Now, wait a minute. There's a new color they have, papaya. I love papayas, and I'd love to have a papaya kayak. Do you have any in papaya color?
Hey, it's like I told the customer yesterday. You can get papaya, or you can get papaya.
It's a cool color.
Well, it's real visible. I mean, there's a lot of guys that want to look camo and sand color. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
A lot of guys want to be a little visible. I know that when we come back from tuna fishing late, a yellow kayak shows up a lot better than a camo kayak.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, you definitely want to be visible. There's no question about it. And that Pro Angler, I love that Pro Angler 12.
Oh, man.
That's such a versatile kayak, and I can't believe you actually have some.
I'm excited about it. That's why I wanted to call in. And when I was listening to those bucket lists, you know, that bucket list question, it made me really start thinking. And so there's so many places I want to go. And then I start thinking, whoa, what about this? What about that? Now, the cast man, I know he takes care of everything dialed. But not all trips are like that. So if you can't get going with them, come down and buy a kayak and go fish La Jolla Shores or all these lakes. I mean, Mission Bay's been, I mean, spotty attack.
Talking about perfect way to social distance yourself.
No doubt.
Man, get your own kayak and go when you want, where you want, and catch a lot of fish off, especially those pro anglers. You can go places with those. Hey, Ron Lane,
you know,
I know these aren't going to last because they're deal kayaks. You have special, you made a special deal with Hobie. They don't discount Hobie kayaks because they don't have to, especially now when they're selling everything they have.
Exactly.
These are discounted.
Yeah, but we can't really talk about that.
Okay, okay. But I can. I just did.
That's
so
a rule breaker.
Yeah. So if somebody wants them, how do we find you at Fastlane Kayaks?
Oh, just give us a call at 619-222-0766. Or better yet, just come down to Dana Landing and take a look at them. We can show you all the different things going on. We do have a couple trade-ins. Guys have been, you know, excited about moving up to the new 2020s with the kick-up Mirage Drive fins. So there's lots of new stuff. Even if you just want to come by and, you know, start a wish list, we're there.
I like it.
And we got a full staff.
All right. Ready to go right there next to Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Thanks, Ron Lane. Appreciate that. I think those are going to be flying out the door today.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, hey, you know, speaking of transitions and speaking of Dana Landing,
yeah,
we're going right back to Dana Landing. Talk to our good buddy Steve Pinard's on the line. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Doing really good.
Good. Hey, listen, I know I'm just pretty much repeating what everyone's already said, but I want to let everyone know that I have been on plenty of cast trips all over the place, and, you know, just like you guys say, I mean, everyone seems to, there's a couple of flights and a boat ride involved to get there, and, you know, that's the thing about the cast trips is every time you go there, there's a sign, cast tours, and you walk up, and cast has got it, he puts all your luggage together to save you money on that, and just everything is flawless, and then, you know, I know you already talked about it, but getting out of Colombia with this whole thing, it wasn't flawless, but it all got done, and we all got back, so. Just a props for Cass. I mean, like I say it all the time. Every trip is flawless. He does such a great job, and just kind of repeating the same thing. I mean, I know he books it like he's on the trip because usually he is. So,
thanks, Steve. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Yeah, and you've been to Colombia, El Salto, Panama. What am I missing?
Christmas Island.
Christmas Island. Yeah.
Yep. All difficult locations. I mean, think about that. It's one flight into Christmas Island. I mean, the Columbia thing. I know we talked about it. It was a couple of flights and a 4-hour boat ride. It was Panama. You got to spend the night, and you'd spend the night in Panama City and then another plane ride on the back of a pickup truck to a boat, you know?
Vehicles getting back and forth. I mean, there are so many moving parts to trips like this that you're almost crazy not to have a cast take care of that thing, because everything's on you, and the last thing you want to be doing when you're on your big vacation is stressing about the van and stressing about the this and stressing about the that. You don't have to. When you book it with Cass, you get to just be on vacation because you know it all got handled.
Yep. You get off and Cass knows the van driver first name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I remember we were in Panama City one time, and there was other people flying in the same flight, and everyone had rod tubes, and those guys were getting hit like $100 a head for the rod tubes, all complaining about it. Cass just said, put them all together. We taped a bunch of them up, and I think we got the whole. It cost us $100 to get them all onto the flight. So, little tricks like that. He's the master.
No doubt.
No question about
it, Steve.
Well, yeah. And what's going on at Dana Landing right now? Pretty quiet, huh?
Yeah, we had a little retrieve. I could pick up the phone and call you guys.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Just like anywhere. Pull that off.
Yeah, with the fishing so good, it's been amazing. I mean, weather's been crazy. Crazy good fishing. Can't get much better than this, so feel blessed that we get to do this and outside, and everything's good.
Any spots available on the Blackjack or the Impulse to go charter those great boats?
We do have a few spots. It looks like, obviously, weekends are all gone, but I was just looking the other day. I think there's some weekday stuff on the Blackjack available, so here and there for sure.
Okay. So, and then you have Dead Flyers still available in stock?
We just got another shipment of 400, so we have a lot. Yep, we're banking on them, so we have plenty of flyers.
All right, and of course, great tackle store with all the knowledge. Johnny does a great job in there. You have your whole crew in there and stuff like that. The one stop shop, Dana Landing.
That's what we do.
Yeah. All right. And of course, don't forget don't forget ECBT too.
Yep. It's a little warm for me to go out there this time of year, though.
Yeah. Now, how about that picture I posted on our Instagram this week with your guy Ryan that works out at ECBT? You talk about a fishing fanatic.
The porcupine.
Yeah, I mean, 14 rods on a float tube. Tommy Peep took that picture at Barrett. 14 rods on a float tube.
Man, sounds like Steve when he goes on the trips.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you. Let me tell you, between Steve and Patrick G on the Columbia trip, those guys killed the fish down there. I could not believe their counts every day coming in there. And big fish honors, too, I'm telling you. What a team those guys were.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Cool, Steve. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, and keep rolling over there at Dana Landing. Glad to, looking forward to our next trip together with Cass.
No doubt.
The deal. Thanks, guys. All right.
Appreciate it, Steve.
Thanks.
Hey, want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the very best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, you can buy smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger, and that amazing pokey kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Nobody does it better.
Nobody does it better. And you want to have some good pokey tonight? Whew. Go when you pick up your fish, grab that pokey kit.
Yeah, make sure you get the dry and the liquid. You know, make sure you get both. Get the bottle kit. And get the seasoning. The whole kit. It is so good.
So easy.
Yeah, really.
I'm
going
to stop by on the way home. Get
you
some
should.
Of that smoked cheese.
Oh, the smoked cheese is delicious. Yeah.
Isn't that a dirty trick that they play at Fred Hall? A little sample here and there. You're forced to buy it after that.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I've got to go by there, and I think I oversampled. You know, they kind of look at me. You back again?
You back again?
You're too close. It's not your fault.
Around
you're
the corner.
Right there.
Yeah. Right there, for sure. Well, phones are packed up. They want to talk to Cass, so let's jump into
Sounds good. How about Mo and Vista up next on Let's Talk Hook Up? Hi, Mo.
How's it going, guys? Hey, what's up, Cass. Buddy? I was wondering, is LA Bay open now?
You know, L.A. Bay is open. My good buddy, Captain Juan, from San Quintin, you know, he's down there usually in June, and he's still there in July. It's the problem is getting there. If you're going by car, they are letting people through. As long as you've got a reason to go to L.A. Bay or go through Ensenada and get south.
They don't want you stopping places.
Yeah, and so, like, you can tell them you know you have a house there, you're going down to check on it or whatever. They'll let you through.
You're not really supposed to be there just for fun for fishing. You've got to have a quote unquote reason you're going.
But Captain Juan's been doing real well down there. He's he's got that 25 foot Parker, and he's been catching 100 fish days of Cabrilla and grouper and he's got some fabulous fishing down there. And we're supposed to go in June and fish with him, and of course there was a little bit more restriction going on at that time. You couldn't even get in Ensenada, you know, from Tijuana. Yeah. So, but we had to cancel that trip, unfortunately. But
the latest I heard was August 20th. They're going to ease those restrictions in northern Baja.
Oh, good.
So it might be a little easier to get down there. That was the latest I heard.
Yeah, but yeah, LA Bay, they're fishing and they're catching.
All right. Very good. Hey, Mo. Time to go fishing. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Tony in La Costa is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Pete, Ricky, Kessman.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
I want to take you, Kessman, take you way back to, this is days Marty was actually on this trip, Barra de Navidad, Manzanillo.
Yes, that was a trip.
Way back. That place was absolutely awesome. You know, the fishing wasn't very good, but I think they had those wildfires going at the time, which was kind of something about the demise of the fishing at that time. But that place was just awesome. It was, a 2-hour drive through the jungle to the hotel, and which was on a golf course and right on the water as well. And it was just a great place to fish. You been down there lately at all, or what's the fishery like down there at this point?
No, I haven't been to Barra de Navidad since that trip. That was the last time I went there, but it was kind of a funny story there. I'll try to be really brief, but we were down there, and of course, with Marty, and the fishing was really, really slow. I mean, there were a few jacks, a few sails came in, and but no tuna. And anyway, so Ricky Zuniga, who at that time was owning Z Pesca there in Barra de Navidad. He had a tackle shop that did charters. He had set up all the boats for us. Anyway, so he said, guys, this is, I think, third day of fishing. He says, do me right. Somebody bring in some tuna. And so guys went out fishing, and, you know, boats came in, no tuna. We had, I think, a sailfish, some jacks, and that was about it. And finally the last boat came in. They had about 450, 60-pound tuna.
Nice.
And I went, all right, man. God, we got some tuna. And of course, Ricky's walking around with a cigar. He's all happy. And so then the guy pulls me over and he starts telling me the story. And I guess there was a purse seiner. A tuna purse seiner was going by, and they had a helicopter on board, and the pilot had to get to the Manzanillo airport to fly where he was going to fly. So could they bring him in to Barra de Navidad?
Oh, that's hilarious.
And in trade, they gave him 4 tuna. Well, meanwhile, Ricky keeps looking at these tuna, and he sees me over talking to these guys, and he goes over and he starts looking, and then he starts poking the tuna. And these fish are frozen.
That's funny. Cool. So the fishing was so bad, you had to get the...
Yeah, the seiner,
seiner caught them all, right?
Yeah.
Still coming home with laundry flying, man. Still put the tuna flags on.
Yeah, exactly. It was funny until he started touching those tuna. And he says,
revealing the real story.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. But you now go to, instead of Manzanillo, you go down to Zihuatanejo, right?
Yeah, Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo.
Which is for a couple hundred miles.
We've been doing that for the last 3 winters. Great winter destination.
Yeah.
Great weather, you know, 80s.
Love Zihuatanejo. Are you going there next winter?
Yeah, I haven't set it up yet, but yeah, we'll go back. We'll go back probably March. You know, March is a good month for me because I don't have any other trips in March set up. But people have a really good time. I stay at all-inclusive, beautiful hotel right there. Got the private beach, and then we're 10 minutes away to the Zihuatanejo Pier where we get the boats. And fishing has been okay. It hasn't been fabulous like it can be. It seemed like the times we've gone, you know, we've gotten a few roosters, a few sails, a marlin or two, maybe one or two wahoo, maybe some Dorado. But, it's a fabulous.
It's a great experience.
It's a great,
place to
great winter destination.
Yeah.
And then if you play golf, they got a great golf course here.
Yeah,
you know?
beautiful golf course.
We'll get a round of golf in while we're there.
Those are always a great spot when it's, like you say, when it's the middle of the winter and it's cold and rainy here and you just want to get away. It's a trip that's not terribly expensive.
Yeah, all-inclusive hotel, you know, all your food, your drinks, your snacks are all included, you know.
Yeah.
And it's
right on the beach.
It's very reasonable, and you got nonstop flight from Los Angeles and Alaska Airlines.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can do the trip for about $1,000 a person, $1,100, you
know.
Wow. Just including airfare.
Including
hotel,
everything.
3 days of fishing, you know, and it's very reasonable, but
that's
great,
cool.
Great destination.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Tony. Nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
That was fun. How about next up, Jeff from Escondido calling. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sure enjoy your show on a regular basis.
Thank you,
Jeff.
After, easy question for you pros. After being boatless for 30 or so years and fishing with good friends, pretty well equipped to fish on other people's boats, I am in the final process of getting another one for myself, and I need some advice on some reasonable priced trolling gear. Pretty well equipped for everything else, but severely lacking in the trolling department.
I would say no doubt about it. Probably the best reasonably priced trolling reel got introduced this year, and it's made by Shimano, and it's called a Speedmaster 25. It's a reel that's easy to fit in your hand. It's under $300. It's good free spool. The thing that I also like about it is it's, in addition to being a great trolling reel, obviously it's two-speed and all that stuff, is it's not so big that you couldn't also fish a flat fall with it. You could still drop or loop a yellowtail with it, that kind of thing.
Land a big fish, land a big tuna.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
They're very affordable. They're inexpensive. Good free spool, good drags, good looking. Like there's a no doubter for me. That's the route that I would go.
All right. And match it up with, like, CalStar rod?
Yeah, exactly. I would do, you know, trying to not spend too much, maybe do a West Coast Series CalStar rod, one of the fiberglass rods, a 6.5-footer, maybe a roller strip or roller tip, keep the cost down, still very effective. And again, that's the type of gear that if you do hook a big bluefin, you've still got a very good CalStar rod, a very good Shimano reel. You're not breaking the bank, but you're putting real gear to the use of catching some big fish.
There you go. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Grant, our good buddy Grant calling from San Carlos. Hey, Grant.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Cass.
Hey, Grant.
Hey, I just wanted to say, Carrie and I made that Christmas Island trip and a number of them with all you guys, and it's just been a phenomenal, life-changing experience, especially Carrie's and my 30th wedding anniversary down there at Christmas Island. And not to forget all the people and their warm hearts and how they leave an imprint on you aside from the fishing, which was off the Richter scale. We went there for that, and the rest of it we hadn't planned on, and it was just as good or better than the fishing, number one. And then also, just to say, Cass, you know, we really appreciate and echo what has been said in this show about you. And yeah, you're very modest, and you say someone's got to do it. Well, when you do it, it takes a lot of energy. And when you do two careers, and the second one's 29 years and doing it for us, thank you, thank you, thank you from Carrie and I. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Grant. You guys did get involved with the local community on the island. That was really nice. I mean, Carrie was walking around in a sarong that she'd gotten there, and it was quite an experience to see you guys really get involved with the local people.
And that's what's so cool about some of these exotic destinations wherever you go with Cass is you get involved in kind of the local spirit there, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's all part of the trip, you know, get involved and meet up with the local people and, you know, share a drink with them and share a meal and have a good time. And, you know, they always welcome you with open arms.
Oh, yeah, especially Castman.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
The ambassador.
Indeed. Nice to hear from you, Grant. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's try and sneak in one more, Rick.
Just a quick one for you. Matt from Montclair. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, guys. I was wondering what Castman's favorite destination is.
Ooh, good question. Favorite destination, Cass?
Oh, gosh. I'd say probably Christmas Island is probably my number one.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be tough between that and the Panama trips.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we just added Colombia. And, you know, I've been to Brazil about a half dozen times and fished the peacock bass down there. But Colombia was way more affordable.
More affordable.
The peacock bass trips in Brazil have just gotten way up there.
Way up in price,
yeah. But, you know, for half the price, you've got this...
Half the price of Colombia.
You got this beautiful jungle lodge and the fabulous fishing there for peacocks. And,
So,
I'd say probably an order would be Christmas, Panama, and peacock bass in Colombia would probably be.
There you go. Some good stuff.
That sounds cool.
And then there's a long list beyond, below that, too, that you wouldn't mind going back to.
All of them, actually.
Yeah.
I like it, guys. Right.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, man, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a $170 fishdope.com subscription. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. The big winner of that fishdope.com one-year subscription is going to Mo in Vista. Mo, congratulations. A full year of knowing right where to point that boat.
That's it. Hey, Mo, you enjoy that fishdope.com reports there every 365 days of it for sure. Castman, never enough time to talk about all the, the great destinations. If we want to talk to you about going places, how do we do that?
I'm in.
Oh, well, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, and you can check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And if you want to contact me personally on my email, fishwithcass at gmail.com.
Fishwithcass at gmail.com. And where's so some of the destinations coming up that still have availability?
Two spots, Lake El Salto.
In end of January.
End of January.
Yeah.
And then what are the other ones?
And then you said Pesca Panama in December?
Pesca Panama.
In December.
Yeah, we got one boat available on that trip.
And it's the one in April is full.
April is full.
Okay.
And, of course, we can, if we get enough interest, we could add another trip to that.
Yeah.
And I think I might have.
And Columbia? You have space available on Columbia?
Yeah, that's another one. I had room for two. And then our Loretto Rumble, I think I've got three or four rooms left on that.
Okay.
Yeah, we had it just about sold out, but then when the pandemic hit, a couple of people backed out.
Bailed, yeah.
And they're probably going to want to rebook now. But sure. Everybody else stayed on board. We're going.
Yeah. That's great. Oh, yeah. That's a fun trip, too, that Loretto Rumble.
Yeah, and those Yellowtail there in Loretto.
Oh,
they pull
yeah.
so hard, too.
And going early May, which the weather's perfect. And
we'll be there Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that'll
yeah.
be fun. Big fiesta.
So that, yeah.
I'm sure you'll be mixing the Pete's famous margaritas.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll be there.
Using the Patron, like yeah. your brother-in-law, John?
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's a fun trip. And so all these trips, they just call Cast Tours.
Yeah, just call Cast Tours. Like I said, or contact me directly on my email.
Yeah, and that's the thing is if you contact Cast directly on his emails, he'll answer questions, give you information about, you know, if you have any questions about going to Colombia or going to Panama or going on one of these exotic trips.
Yeah, the thing I'd like to stress, too, is that it doesn't cost you any more for you to book directly with us. Than go direct, because we don't get our money, our commissions from you, for the client. We get it from the boats, from the hotels, so forth.
So your service to the customer is free.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Cass,
great
thanks
job,
a lot
Cass,
for that.
This is fun.
Thanks to Dave in the studio there. This is Dave's second to last day because he's going back to Padres. So we're going to miss Dave, but he's done a great job, and thanks to all that Dave's doing for us there in the studio. And, of course, Adam doing the fabulous job that he does with our Let's Talk Hookup archives and our Let's Talk Hookup app. Be sure to download that Let's Talk Hookup app and take it wherever you want to go and listen wherever you want. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Danny Wade, the Yellowtail Surface Iron Guru, will be here. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.